Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. As you know, I was not supposed to be here, but I'm still here, and I'm really blessed. You have been a blessing for me, and I'm really thankful. I'm sure, I'm convinced that my times are in God's hands, and everything he does is for good. So being here is a blessing. I thank you and thank Pastor Kathy for the privilege to share a little bit of the word with you. Well, for this Sunday, we're gonna talk a little bit about transferring the blessing. What is to bless? What does blessing mean? The dictionary says blessing is a God's favor or gift. It's something that brings happiness. It is also the invoking of God's favor upon a person. The Hebrew word root means to give or receive an inheritance, a house, family, land, or other natural resources of value. If we are not conscious of the original meaning of every aspect and detail involved in the word, any blessing message we give is just a simple saying, just words. When we read Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes of Jesus, every time Jesus says blessed, like bless the poor in spirit, bless the hungry or thirsty for righteousness, he promises an inheritance for them. He says, for example, Matthew 5:12, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. Many people are accustomed to say bless you, but sometimes they don't really know what they mean. The point here is that we can bless others only if we have been blessed. When we are given, we can give. Otherwise, it is impossible. Parents inherit their children only if they have any properties. If they don't have any material resources, they can't, obviously. Now, in the spiritual realm, there's only one way we can bless others. It is when we have been blessed. Maybe this sounds like a repetition of the same, but the Lord always wants us to open our minds to his secrets, to go deeper. Sister Lucy Johnson told me the other day that there is a shift in all realms. That made me meditate a lot. This situation we face now is new for all of us. Everybody knows this is a different time. It's like a turning point in the course of church, and we could say in the course of the world. We will experiment the promised blessing as children of God, and we are called to transfer that blessing to others. The question here is, can everybody bless others? Certainly not. Let me explain this with a word. It's only a person that is standing that can look on you and stretch his hand to pull you up when you fall down, right? The Bible teaches us that two are better than one, because if one falls, the other one can help him up. Let's go to a little deeper. Where does the blessing come from? The origin of blessing is God himself. He gives us the power. Listen, the power. According to King James Version, he gives us the power to become children of God, John 1:12. Now, power is given to do something. One of the meanings of power, according to the dictionary, is the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. I'm going to repeat the definition. Power is the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. This means that blessing is not just a beautiful word in a sentence. If we are really children of God, we have the power to direct and to influence others or the course of events. Events in our lives, our family, our nation, and humanity. Isn't this powerful? It is a privilege, but also a responsibility. We are blessed to bless. Everything we do to extend the kingdom is because we love Jesus, who blessed us even before the creation of the world. We were created to inherit all the blessings. Let me underline all. That's everything. Isn't this amazing? All is all. This is not an exaggeration of mine. Let's read it. Ephesians 1, 3, and 4. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." My dear ones, please read this whole chapter, Ephesians 1. Study it. You'll rejoice and praise reading how the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. When we realize we have this inheritance, this blessing, and we live enjoying every single promise, that's when we are able to bless others. And let's say blessing others is a must for a real Christian. I'm not saying you won't have trouble, difficult situations, or even fall down sometimes. Paul, remember the apostle, he was in jail, but he kept on praying for the church, encouraging them to go on, not to give up or lose heart. He kept on transferring his love, faith, hope, and all blessings to his beloved lovers, brothers and sisters, and to every person he was in contact with, even the jailers. And he kept on giving testimony of the heavenly blessings prepared to any person who wanted to listen to the good news. He wanted people to be transformed as he was. He said he could even very gladly spend for them everything he had and expend himself as well. 2 Corinthians 12:15. We are called to transfer our blessings to our children, family, brothers, sisters, and our neighbor. Let me tell you this story. A wealthy African man has a prosperous business. He sells water. Bottles of water. Once he's traveling along the Sahara Desert and he finds a dying man. This man was lost because of a sandstorm. This African businessman, you know, he can pass by on the other side or continue his trip and forget about the man, the dying man. He has thousands of bottles of cold water to revive that man, but they are to be sold. What will he do? That's exactly our situation in this world. We have the blessing. What are we going to do? Many are dying, but we have the power to transfer our blessing, the good news for eternal life. There is an argument the enemy uses a lot. When we are sick, or passing through the water or rivers, or walking through the fire, the enemy will always try by all means to convince us we are not blessed. The target is to stop our blessing to others. No matter how sick or bad you feel, never think you are not able to transfer the blessing. Feeling unable to bless because of any circumstances is a lie from hell. And if we are facing trial, we can call our brothers to stretch their hands to us. We have a pastor here whom will always be willing, who will always be willing to help out, I'm sure. Remember, sometimes it's our turn to help her also. Being a pastor is not easy. That's a difficult, a hard task. But being a body means to be ready to love and to help each other. And that's what we are, a body. I encourage you to transfer that precious blessing we were given from heaven, from the Olam. Olam means beyond the horizon, and it's one of the Jewish names of God. There is a term, Tikkun Olam. I don't know how to pronounce it. That's from Greek. That's from Hebrew. And it means, Tikkun Olam means repairing, healing, or perfecting the world. This means we can take our source from our source. We can take from our source our God and transfer to those in need. And the word says that we have rivers flowing from our inner self. So that's to help thirsty people. And to finish with this class, let's meditate in 2 Corinthians 4, 18 to 16. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is for temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Whatever we face today is temporary. It's just a short time of life. But we are looking for the eternal blessing, the unseen blessing. So, my brothers and sisters, let's transfer what we were given. Salvation first. The fruit of the Spirit. You know what it includes, right? Consolation. In all heavenly gifts, we have to stand on the gap and snatch the souls to escape from the trap of Satan and from hell. God bless you all.